News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been meeting with leaders around Europe this week, shoring up support amid U.S. pressure to agree to a deal that might end the war with Russia, but cost Ukraine territory Russia has not captured. Sagar Magani reports Pope Leo weighed in Tuesday.
At his vacation home south of Rome, the Pope hosted Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, and reporters later asked the pontiff about a U.S. peace plan seemingly sidelining European nations. He said seeking a deal without including Europe in the talks is unrealistic, and the Pope appeared to address a broader question about the Trump administration's views on relations with Europe.
Trying to break apart what I think needs to be a very important alliance today and in the future.
Zelensky is re-upping a strong refusal to cede any territory to Russia in a peace deal. President Trump tells Politico Kyiv has to face the reality that Moscow has the upper hand.
They have to play ball.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump held a campaign-style event in Pennsylvania Tuesday night, pressing his claims that he's conquering inflation.
I say it, you know, and I said it the other day, and a lot of people misinterpreted it. They say, oh, he doesn't realize prices are high. Prices are coming down very substantially. But they have a new word. You know, they always have a hoax. The new word is affordability.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided a classified briefing to congressional leaders Tuesday on an attack on an alleged drug boat that killed two survivors. He's facing demands from Congress to release video of the incident. Hegseth says he's still weighing that. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called the briefing very unsatisfying. And the Pacific Northwest is being hit by a powerful storm that's swelling rivers, closing roads, and prompting high water rescues. This is AP News. A long-desired breakthrough? Or perhaps could it be sacrilege? Ed Donahue has the story. You decide.
The latest product to go zero sugar is Oreos. Mondelez says Oreo Zero Sugar and Oreo Double Stuff Zero Sugar will go on sale next month.
It's fun to munch a creamy, crunchy chocolate, O-R-E-O.
Zero sugar Oreos are already available in Europe and China. It's all part of a trend toward healthier snacks. Mondelez says it spent 4 years developing zero sugar Oreos, so it could ensure they still tasted like the originals. The new Oreos have fewer calories than the original. The biggest difference, a serving of regular Oreos contains 13 grams of added sugars. Of course, there is zero sugar in the new cookies. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's much more to contemplate. And more news, of course, at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.